One League and two district championships for the soccer team. Jonathan was also part of the Pirate baseball team that earned one league, two district, and one regional championship. Aaron and Brandon contributed to two league, two district, a regional, and a Division VIII state championship as part of the Pirate football team. Together, these four young men have been part of the Pirate basketball program that up to this point have won two league and three district championships. We thank the class of 2013 for their dedication, commitment, and contributions to Harbor Beach High School academics and active and athletic. Now for tonight's starting lineup.
Once again, that was the senior night festivities here in Harbor Beach, Michigan, honoring the four seniors that are on this Harbor Beach basketball team. Number 2, Brandon Oswald. Number 12, Aaron Ginther. Number 24, Jonathan Kraft. And number 40, Andrew Seaman. For your starting lineups, first for Marlette Red Raiders, number 4, a 6'1" senior, Quell Jackson. Number 5, a 6'5" junior, Brad Shaw. Number 10, 5'11" senior, Anthony Cappen. Number 11, 5'7" senior, Zach Cady. And number 25, a 6'3" junior, Ian Reagan. Marlette's coached by Chris Storm. And, of course, a 14-game win streak goes on the table tonight as they take on the Harbor Beach Pirates, the only team that Harbor Beach has lost to. Harbor Beach, their starters, number 2, Brandon Oswald, number 12, Aaron Ginther, number 22, Eli Kraft, number 24, Jonathan Kraft, and number 40, Andrew Seaman, and they're coached by Ron Rubel. John, what are your last thoughts here before we set this tip here between two stellar programs in the East?
I'm going to get nostalgic because there's four young men out there for the Harbor Beach Pirates that were freshmen last time I was taught in a classroom in this building. Of course, I'm talking about Brandon Oswald, Aaron Ginther, Jonathan Kraft, and Andrew Seaman. Not only were they quick in the classroom, of course, they're quick out here on the basketball court as well. And it's not to forget that I didn't have Eli Kraft because he was in eighth grade at the time. But it seems like it's yesterday that we were all here together, and here we are again, probably in one of the most important moments in their young lives, a league championship, a division championship on the line. For the Red Raiders, they, of course, are looking to go ahead and see if they can build on the momentum of a 14-game win streak. My goodness, they've got a tall order tonight here in Harbor Beach. There's a storm outside. There might be a storm in here, too. You never know what's going to happen.
Had I known you'd gone to the stuffing, we'll have some tissues for you there, John. Other games going on in the area tonight. In the East, Sandusky's at Brown City. In the West, Cass City's at Reese. Lakers at USA. And Vassar at Bay City All Saints. In a crossover game, Bad Axe is at Ubley. Then down to NCTL, Peck at CPS. Mayville at Kingston. Saginaw Arts at North Huron. And Port Hope at Akron Fairgrove to wrap out tonight's games. Of course, all that weather pending. We're getting word, thanks to Tom Taylor, that it's actually starting to snow already in Caro. But there's no turning back now. Both teams are on the court to start this one in Harbor Beach. The Marlette Red Raiders on the road in the bright red jerseys with white stripes and white lettering, and Harbor Beach Pirates in their whites tonight with black and orange lettering. The tip is won by Aaron Ginther, and the Pirates are going right to or left to right across the radio in Harbor Beach. Over to Aaron Ginther on the right wing. Back up to the top to Oswald. Over to Jonathan Kraft. Marlette coming out in a match on man-to-man. Eli Kraft for three. Tom Bucchini. Eli Kraft hits a three to start the scoring tonight at Harbor Beach. 3, Marlette nothing.
Nails against the man-to-man defense, Clark.
Schaub dribbling into the paint, picking up his dribbles in guard by Kraft. Schaub, a 6'5" guard. Over to Jackson, dribbles down into the post, goes up to the layup for the right side, no good, gets his own rebound, takes the pass to no one. Harbor Beach scoops it up. Eli Kraft in transition, misses it, and Brandon Oswald there to put it back in for the putback. It's now Harbor Beach 5, Marlette nothing. Marlette, of course, without two of their typical starters, Perch and Baisdell. 7 minutes remain in the first. It's 5-0 Harbor Beach. And Perch goes in for the layup on the putback from the right side for Marlette and makes it 5-2. Aaron Ginther dives to the lane on that one, goes for the left side for the easy layup. It's now 7-2 Harbor Beach, 6:42 left in the first. job, dribbling to his left against Kraft. Kraft denies him. Now to Jackson. Jackson dives to the lane, puts up the easy layup. No good. Gets his own rebound. That one's no good. Still gets his own rebound. This one, the little sweet Katie Hook. It goes in. It's good. Paul Jackson with 2 points now. It's 7-4. This one's not going to be over right until the last man has the ball and it has zeros in the fourth quarter. Jonathan Kraft on the right wing. Now to Eli Kraft, his brother, deeper in the corner. Oswald, top of the key, back to Eli Kraft. Dribbling against number 11, Zach Cady. Now Jonathan Kraft, now Eli Kraft feeds in to Ginther, and he posts it for the layup, and it's good. Nice ball movement for the Pirates there. Puts them up by 5, 9-4, Harbor Beach. Schaaf dribbling up down the near side of her radio. Going against Kraft, dribbles to his right. Over to the right wing, hands it off to Cady. Now Jackson has it at the right elbow, down to the low post to Schaaf, and we have a whistle. Yeah, it looks like it's a off-the-ball call on Harbor Beach. No, there's no foul, apparently. There's
no
just,
call.
Just out-of-bounds Marlette ball. They beat in the shop inside the lane. Goes up for the fading hook. This one's no good. Rebound Oswald. Passes into traffic into Kraft, and he saves it somehow. 5.5 to play in the first. 9-4 Harbor Beach. Steven drives down the baseline to the length and misses the left-handed layup. Gets his own rebound, puts it back up, and this one's good. Andrew Steeman forces a timeout being called by Chris Storm and the Marlette Red Raiders, a 30-second timeout. We'll stick with you here. John, Harbor Beach is controlling the tempo of this game, and therefore they have a 7-point lead, 11-4.
How they're doing it is that they're switching defenses right now. And Marlette has not figured out exactly what the key is to why they are switching the defenses. What they're looking for is like a missed basket or a made basket or whatever. Last time down, Marlette was attacking a 2-1-2 zone. And they were into their man-to-man offense, and they were kind of entitled to out of shelter. The only one that really got a really good shot off was Brad Schaaf. I mean, it was a nice look at the hoop, just missed it. And right now, the Pirates have all sails going, 11-4 lead.
We're getting word that Peck and CPS also moved their time start ahead, so they're underway as well. 5:25 left in the first. Marlette with the ball, trailing by 7, 11-4 on the opposite end of their court. They're going right to left across the radio in the red and white jerseys. Jackson has it. A little bit of press coming from Harbor Beach. Jackson being guarded by Ginther. Jackson blows past him, but Ginther tips it out into the hands of Schaaf at the right elbow. He goes down to the block to do work. Turns and does a little footwork. Goes no good. And last touch by Schaaf out of bounds after the no good foot shot. And Harbor Beach ball 90 feet from their own hoop. Seems to be some sort of electricity in this gym tonight. You would never think it's a Tuesday, especially with inclement weather looming. Eli Kraft on the right wing, back to top of Seaman. Man-to-man defense for Marlette. Jonathan Kraft now dribbles to the right wing with the ball, still dribbling. 4:55 left in the first. 11-4, Harbor Beach leads Marlette. Ginther tries to drive in the lane, loses the handle on it, and stolen by Marlette up to number 11, Zach Cady, who slows it down. Now it's Jackson. Acting as point guard tonight with the two out of commission for Marlette. That'd be Hirsch and Baisdell. The shot from Reagan. No good. He gets the steal, though, after the rebound by Oswald. He puts it back for two. Rod Rubel not pleased about that one for good reason. It's now 11-6. Marlette trails by a mere 5. Eli Kraft down the left wing. Now to Jonathan Kraft, deeper in the corner. Even top of the key, trying to feed it into Oswald. He's going to work against Jackson in the lane. Jonathan Kraft, top of the key. Ginther now to the right wing. Steven dribbles in at the left elbow, picks it up, and it gets strapped away, and he gets his own steal back. Now over to Eli Kraft, the left wing. Marlette's defense getting a lot of loose balls. Was a little bit tipped, a little bit tipped there. And Jonathan Kraft kicks it out to Aaron Ginther. He now drives to the baseline, puts up the runner. This one's no good. And rebound, the 6'5" Schaaf. Here comes Marlette, trailing by 5, 3:40 left in the first. 11-6, Pirates lead. Jackson, top of the key, feeds it down to the low post into Reagan for the putback and reverse. My God, this one's good. Reagan now has 2 points, and we'll have a substitution coming for Harbor Beach. It's 11-8, a 3-point lead for the Pirates. Aaron Ginther on the left wing, being guarded by Schaaf. Both Marlette and Harbor Beach will be having possession. A substitution of the next dead ball. Eli Kraft inside the lane, back out to Jonathan Kraft, top of the key. 3:15 left in the first, 11-8. Seaman Takes a dribble up at the free throw line. Double team over to a wide open Jonathan Graham for three. Now short.